Welcome back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Our special guest today, linebacker Brandon Graham. And Brandon, you had a monster game Thursday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Take me through that strip sack you had of Ben Roethlisberger late in the first half.
Well, it was a four-man rush. It was one of them things where I knew, like, man, hopefully I don't get chipped. But, I knew that most of the time they give one-on-ones, and, you know, I knew I was going to bull rush them, you know, back into the quarterback because, you know, I seen him on film a little light. So went out there. Everybody had their own lane, like, you know, the other end. Trapped him in, and I went inside and stripped the ball.
So this preseason, 5 sacks for the team. You're tied for the team lead with 2. How different has this preseason been as compared to a year ago when you were learning the defensive scheme?
Well, like you say right there, I mean, you know, I'm continuously learning, but I mean, I'm better than I was last year. Last year was just all new to me. You know, it was all trial and error. But now it's more. It's like, all right, now you know this. Now we can teach you a little more and a little more. And you know, rushing the passer is one of them things that I know that I can do. It's just, you know, in space, I'm still trying to work on, you know, getting better with that.
Is Bill Davis and the coaches doing a better job of getting guys like you, Vinny Curry, guys who are still adjusting to the roles, the chance to do what you do best, and that's get to the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's giving us all a fair chance. You know, we all get great work. I mean, you know, ones, twos, and threes, you know, that's the first time I ever heard of that, you know, being here that they get reps and they get quality reps at that. And I think right now they're just trying to figure out where they're going to put people and, you know, how they're going to play them in the game. And I think that's why it's preseason. And, you know, it's great that, you know, that they see that, you know, I can get to the quarterback.
What's the secret? How do you get to the quarterback? What is the big secret?
I mean, I just use my size, man. I get up under them. You know, I try to beat them with speed. And, you know, if they try to cut me off, I bull rush into them and stuff like that. I mean, it's so many moves. It's so much stuff. It's all about give and take what the offense gives you. And, I mean, it's something we go over every day, man. And it's not like it's too much different than, you know, what we do in practice.
So, believe it or not, it's already been 5 years that you've been here in Philly. How much have you changed, not so much as a player, but as a person, from the time you came in as a first-round pick back in 2010?
Man, I changed a whole lot. I mean, you know, I really learned how to be a pro here. You know, a lot of people say it's hard to play here, and it's definitely hard, you know. And I know I haven't, you know, lived up to what everybody think, you know, I should be doing. But I know as a person, you know, I've grown a whole lot. And I'm glad it's starting to really translate to the field on how to really, you know, carry myself and, you know, practice and, you know, go out there and play.
Now, how much of the change has been from Chip Kelly with the program that he's instilled here, from nutrition, the diet, all those different aspects?
It's one of them great things, man, where my body right now feel real good, you know. And usually in camp, you feel like, man, I can't wait till it's over and this and that. I mean, even though you still feel that because you can't wait for the game, the first game. But I think with Chip, you know, coming in and really appreciating, you know, the work we put in and knows that the body needs to recover. And, you know, he gives us that time that we need to recover. And, you know, it's just so much different techniques that you could do, you know, that he exposes to.
How important is the stability aspect here? Because you look at yourself and your fellow draft classmate, Nate Allen, guys haven't really had a chance to be in the same defensive scheme for the couple of years in a row. And it seems like it's making a world of difference this year, learning Bill Davis's scheme and the Eagles scheme last year and being able to capitalize and build upon it into this year.
Well, you know, me and Nate, we have pretty much almost the same role. Nate might have been out there, you know, he'd been a starter a little more than I have, you know. But, I mean, it's just one of them things where we both trying to show, you know, Eagles fans and, you know, the Philadelphia organization that, you know, that they made the right pick with us and that, you know, we can continuously learn. And whatever you bring, you know, in here, we're going to definitely thrive, you know. And that's one of the things that this year I'm like, man, I got to have a big year. And that's why I'm just so hungry, you know, because I know that we got the team to take it all the way.
Last thing I want to ask you about Marcus Smith II. This year's first-round pick, what have you seen from him to this point? And are you working with him behind the scenes, offering him some hints to help him with that transition from college to the NFL?
Well, man, one thing I noticed, he asks questions, and that's a great thing. I mean, he coming in, you know, really taking it serious and really wants to be the guy that, you know, everybody, you know, drafted him to be. And, I mean, it's a learner. It's one of them things. It's like, man, I've been there before. I know exactly what you're going through. It's a lot of pressure, but forget all the pressure. Just come in, do you. You know, come in, do your film, do everything they ask you to do. Work on whatever you need that you need to work on. Like, you know, he told me today, you know, his weakness is his technique right now. And I told him, go out there and do some extra work. You know, go with coach, you know, talk to him. I mean, use all you can before this first game, because when this first game comes and the season comes, it's go time. It's not, oh, we got to wait on Marcus until you get it right. No, one play and you mess up and you cost us, I mean, they're going to be mad. So, you know, I told him, you know, just go out there, be cool. I think it's starting to sink in to where he's, like, you know, starting to slow down to him a little bit. It was a lot of fast pace in the first two games. But that third game, you know, I was able to talk to him when we was out there making calls. And I'm like, all right, now I see, you know, he's starting to be a little, you know, more chilled and, you know, excited. He'd be overexcited sometimes.
Linebacker Brandon Graham, can't wait to see you tear it up on Thursday night against the New York Jets. Thank you for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.